Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Going to keep it local here in New England, Chris, and talk about Joe Cardona, the long snapper for the Patriots. It's pretty a pretty fascinating guy, Chris. He attended the Naval Academy, and when he got out of there in 2015, he's been snapping every game for the Patriots since. You know, he's one of those guys, Chris. It's amazing you can make a living doing that, but that's how specialized the game is. And he's one of the best at doing it, and he's had a lot of success, of course, with the team. But just a few weeks ago, they honored him up here, Chris, for his community service. They gave him the Ron Burton Community Service Award. Ron Burton was one of the very early, I think he was the first player drafted by the Patriots back in 1960, who went on to do some great things in the community, a lot of charitable work, and they give that away. That's how it got, the award got its name. And but Joe Cardona, a guy from the Naval Academy, Chris, this is a guy in the this past off season, he went down for 2 weeks training in to South Korea with the United States Navy Reserve. He's very, very into doing things like that, talking to troops. I mean, he's still, you know, he's got permission to play in the NFL from the Navy Secretary now, but he's still doing a lot of the naval stuff in the spare time. But again, a guy that was a fifth-round draft pick and has gone on to play in every game, and he's helped them to win the titles and everything. But he does some incredibly good things in the community. So we want to salute him. Hope he continues to snap well, stay here, and continue to help in the community whenever they come calling with anything as far as the community with the team, Chris. He's the first guy they call. So that kind of tells you something. But again, a serviceman to his country and a very, very good player.
Yeah, what a wonderful story, Bob. And yeah, absolutely. Saluting him tonight. So great stuff out of Joe Cardona. Bob, I want to put my spotlight on this week on Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz and his food truck called Thy Kingdom Crumb. For those of you that have been out and checked out my Facebook page, you're going to be able to find a video about Carson and Thy Kingdom Crumb on there. And after his charity softball game earlier this summer back in June, which raised $850,000, Wentz wanted to do something else. What else can I do? Well, he bought a food truck, and the idea is he wants to feed anyone and everyone in the greater Philly and South Jersey area, regardless of their socioeconomic circumstances. And their goal is to communicate to each person, you know, that they come in contact with, that they are seen, valued, and unconditionally loved by Jesus. And he debuted the truck back on August 31st, and he and his teammate Zach Ertz put several other friends, you know, all got together. They went out and brought the truck in and to an Acme market there on the east side of Philly, and they passed out free food for 2 hours. You know, he went to, he intends to have that truck, you know, passing out free food before Eagles home games all season. And again, his goal is to feed the hungry and uplift the community. He's dedicated to helping all people experience the unconditional love of God in tangible ways. And that tangible way is by distributing quality free food to those who need it. So, Bob, a tremendous story about Carson Wentz, and kudos to Zach Ertz as well, getting involved. And there are several friends that are also there helping to pass out free food. I think it's just an absolutely tremendous thing. And Carson Wentz is just an absolutely tremendous human being.
It's a great story, Chris, and that's the good part of these young guys making a lot of money. They're able to get involved in charitable stuff right off the bat. It's not like they have to play 3, 4, 5 years in order to get things off the ground. So, but it's a very uplifting segment, Chris, and thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely. All right, Bob, time to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks once again to Randy McMichael, Tony Collins, Toy Cook, Greg Lloyd, and Larry Stevens for joining us. And Bob, I appreciate you playing her tonight, my friend. You're absolutely tremendous.
We made it through, Chris, and I'm going to do some resting this weekend, and then let's try it again next week. What do you think?
Yes, we will. Next week, scheduled to join us, as we talked about at the top of the show, Yale head coach Tony Reno will make his TNT debut with us. Former Bears Pro Bowl defensive back Mark Carrier going to be back on the show. Looking forward to catching up with Mark. Our good friend and former Steelers Pro Bowl linebacker and TNT Hall of Famer LaVon Kirkland will join us. Kansas City Chiefs insider Nick Athens. Been a little while since we've had Nick on the show, and yes, a lot to talk about with the Chiefs. He'll be back with us as well. As will, of course, Tony Collins, who joins us every week to lead us through our five-star picks of the week. So already looking forward to what a great show that's going to be. Want to remind everybody on social media, how can you follow us? Well, on Facebook, like we say, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages. Check us out there. We've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. You can check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. Up there, you're going to be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, so you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free, and or download the Podbean app and take us with you everywhere you go. Can't thank our good friends over there at Podbean for featuring us front and center in their NFL fan section. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, enjoy the weekend, sir. And we also want to thank our terrific announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to send thanks to everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate all of you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sea.